Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am the home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Hello, and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. My name is Kasia, and today we are going to talk about five things that make your home feel smaller. And actually, there was a article that was posted by the Family Handyman, which I was put in. My name is in there in lights. Yay, so I got published again. And they talk about 10 things that make your house feel smaller and what you can do about it. And of those, I got five of them. So I was really excited to see that. So I'm going to talk about the five things that I submitted, and then I'm going to put the link in there so you can read the whole article and get the other five things that make your house feel smaller and what you can do about it. So yeah, so I'm very excited to see this article by the Family Handyman. It was really interesting because I had submitted stuff in a couple of weeks ago for the first article that I got published by the Family Handyman, and then the writer, reached out to me by email directly and said, "Hey, I have another decorating question. Could you help me out?" And I'm like, "Of course. Oh my gosh." And yes, I do feel a little stuffed up. My lovely daughter, God bless her. She, I don't know what's blooming, or I just got a head cold or something, not COVID, but yeah, I haven't had a cold in like forever. And it's just stuff, the stuffy nose. My voice is changing. I got drainage. Oh, it's just miserable. I'm like, I can't remember the last time I had a cold, and it can't be COVID because I got my COVID shots. So yeah. So I'm a little stuffed up, but we'll get through this. No problem. Anyway, so let me share, those five things. It's been a busy kind of month with things like that going on. I actually just did a webinar on how to decorate your walls like an adult. I had a presentation with some real estate agents for their company, talk about what I do as a home stager to help them with their listings. It's been a busy month. So let's get started with the five things. Number one, the one thing that can make your house feel smaller is too much furniture. So if you have, like specifically in the living room, it's always a living room that has too much stuff. I walk into living rooms that have couches and love seats and chairs, and then like a Peloton bike or like a some kind of bike of some sort, exercise equipment in the living room. And I'm like, number one, that doesn't go in the living room, especially when you're selling it. But even so, there's got to be another place you could put that bike, maybe another room. I had one lady when I was helping her move in. She had like a little loft area and she put it up there. I was like, well, that's a fantastic spot to put it. Okay, great. Cause it's not very big anyway. And she kind of turned that into her exercise room, even though there's no door, but she had her treadmill, she had some free weights and things like that. And that was just plenty enough to put her stuff there. Yep. So too much furniture is something that will make your home feel smaller because there's just too much stuff. It just clutters up the room and just makes it feel smaller. So you may want to take out, you know, an extra chair or two, you know, those kinds of things. Sometimes it's the actual furniture that is maybe too heavy. And what I mean by heavy, that's the second part, is heavy furniture. So maybe you have some big armoire that goes from the ceiling, you know, to the ceiling to the floor, and there's no space underneath it. Like literally just like heavy oak furniture. You know what I mean? The contrasting colors, you know, those kinds of things, like a beige, you know, wall, and then like a darker piece of furniture, you know, that is something that can make that look heavy. Okay. So if you have furniture that, has space underneath that, you can see underneath the couch or under the chair, or it's lighter color fabric, that definitely helps with, you know, kind of blend in with the walls in a way. But you can also add color with like pillows and blankets and other accessories around, you know, lamps, side tables, you know. So definitely when you have heavy furniture, like a big trunk, you know, for like your coffee table, maybe find a coffee table that you can see through, like it has a shelf, right? So there's wood on the top level, maybe a second level underneath. And you can put, like, you know, maybe some flowers on top. I know some people are, you know, I'm not into glass tables or anything like that. Number one, because if you have kids, it just, yeah, glass and kids, yeah, not a good mix. You know what I mean? So yeah, so if you have heavy looking furniture, like a trunk that physically takes up space, there's no, visually you can't see through it, then that's heavy, okay? Same thing with like chairs and couches. Couches normally, you know, if you have like legs, you know, under, you can see the actual legs. There's no skirt around the furniture. Then you can, you know, that's good. That's not heavy looking furniture. Okay. Dark walls will make your house feel smaller. Not only because of the color, but also because it absorbs the light. Gosh, I had this one, and I've talked about this in a previous episode when I talked about painting a brick fireplace. I had 17 feet of red brick and I had 7 lamps in there and it still felt so dark in there. It's because the light got absorbed by the dark color. It didn't bounce and reflect. If you have lighter colored walls, then it won't feel so dark in there, right? And then the light will be, you know, absorbed. There's actually an absorption rate based on the paint, and there's a way to look at that too, to see how much of the light will be reflected and how much of it will be just absorbed. It just won't feel brighter in there, no matter how much light. Like, I had 7 lamps in there and it still felt dark in there. I like a lot of light, so okay. So that's the third thing. So too much furniture, heavy furniture, dark walls. The fourth thing are, in a bathroom, like small tiles. So if you have like those penny looking tiles or really small ones, you know, those can, because it's so little and there's so many of them, it looks like it's cluttered. It just looks smaller that way. But if you have big tiles, like a 12 by 24 inch tile, like, you know, like a big rectangular shape, or even 18 by 18 inch big square tiles. Those will help make a bathroom feel bigger. I had a typical hall bathroom, 6 feet by 8 feet. So it was a normal size, right? Nothing crazy. But yeah, as soon as when I put bigger tiles, then I had tiles for the bath shower area. It wasn't one of those inserts. It was just the tub was an insert, but the walls were tiled. And so when you put big, you know, tiles on the wall, lay them horizontally, the 12 by 24 or the 18 by 24, however big. Like subway tiles, those are a little small and again can see, make it seem cluttered. But if you go for the bigger ones, it just looks more dramatic. It looks more expensive. It does. But that you take up less tile that way. You know, even though they're bigger tiles, they take up less. You need less of them, right, to put on that wall. So that's something to think about for a bathroom if you want to make a bathroom feel bigger. Okay. And then the last thing I want to talk about is the furniture arrangement. So what you can do there, a lot of times if you have furniture kind of blocking the entrance into a room, like a living room or a bedroom even, if you have a bed that kind of blocks the walkway or into the room, I had one that my daughter did that. She decided she wanted to switch her bed around and put it on the wall right before when you walk in. And because it kind of blocked it off, you couldn't see beyond it that there was more floor space beyond that. It just blocked off the way when you walk in from the entrance. So what we did was we moved it into another corner, opposite wall of it, and kind of put it in the corner that way. And it opened up the space in front of the room when you're walking in. So that furniture arrangement can also make the room feel smaller. So not only just too much furniture, but the way it's arranged, okay? So those are some 5 things. I will put the link in for the other 5 things that other people submitted for this article from the Family Handyman. So go check it out. That way, if you think that your house or room feels kind of small, maybe there's something that you can do about it, go take a look. It's an easy read, and that's maybe something that you can take care of right away, right? I'm also, in the future, working on something for those of you who are moving into your houses, because I know school's out or about to be out for most of you. Maybe you're moving into your new home. And because we've moved around, I counted it. It was 7 times in 16 years. That's a lot. We learned a lot in all those moves every single time. And it's funny because as military, moving around, the movers we get, they're the low end of the budgets, whatever the military pays for. So we've learned a lot of things of what to make them unpack and what we need to unpack or what we want to pack up. But when it comes to unpacking that first day, there are so many things that you need to do that you're just kind of like, well, where do I begin? Well, I am coming up with a checklist of 5 things to unpack, day one when you move into your house so that you feel less stressed. You have your stuff out so you're ready for the next day, because maybe, God forbid, you have to start work the next day or two, and you're just scrambling. But these are the 5 things that we learned real quick on what would make you feel less stressed, what you need to work on right away that first day when you get moved in so that you're ready for the next day. So I'm working on that. So more details to come on that one. I'll probably hopefully post the link out in the next episode. But I'll be doing these weekly episodes from now on so that you guys can catch up. Because I know some of you are looking at some of the episodes and going, oh, I want this one and that one and that one. And luckily they're only about 10 minutes long. So I don't want to take up too much of your time. But I do want you to take a look at that article on what other things can make your house feel smaller. And like I said, I'll put the link in the bio or in the show notes, not the bio. If you're on Instagram, you can follow me on Instagram. The link will be in the bio. So I hope you guys have a fantastic day. If you're listening today, it's Memorial Day weekend. Some of you may be having barbecues and things like that. I'm not going to say happy Memorial Day because it's not a happy thing. As a military veteran, there are a lot of people who sacrifice their lives, and that's what we're remembering them for today, is that sacrifice. So it's not necessarily meant to be a happy day, but to reflect and think about those people who did sacrifice their lives for our freedom as Americans. So I want to thank them for that. So anyway, I hope you guys have a rest of the great, fabulous week for the rest of the week, and I will talk to you later.